Seeing it's Thanksgiving, and Thanksgivings are joyous occasions, we thought we'd make tonight a little bit of a joyous occasion by inviting someone up with us onto stage. And I'm sure it would be no stranger to anybody in the audience, but I say it's our great privilege and your great privilege to see and hear Mr. John Lennon.
If you were with us a few days ago, we had a visit from a special guest who's in the city this week, and he mentioned on that show that he might be back today during the English hour, and he is in fact back to help me with a lot of music here, because he knows a lot more about it probably than I do and most of you do, and I think our mic is on if you want.
Oh, good afternoon. Yeah. It's the Four-Eyed Bitches back, as Rolling Stone would say. This is Elton John, very hungover, I might add. Been up 2 hours, but...
You worked last night.
Right, it was a magic evening.
All right.
Well, for me, anyway.
John Lennon was a surprise guest last night.
Yeah.
And performed several numbers with you.
Yeah.
And his appearance last night, how long had you been planning that he would come and work with you on the stage for a few songs?
Well, I mean, I've always thought, I mean, when we did the track and when the album, you know, did really well and the single got to number one, I thought it would be nice for him to do Lucy with us on stage, because he was all knocked out that we did that. And I thought it would be good if he did Whatever Gets You Through the Night. And I didn't pressure him. I didn't say, you know, I didn't actually phone him up and say, will you do it? I got Tony to sort of breach the ice, and he said he was interested but petrified. Interested but petrified of New York. And so I phoned him up and said, listen, it'd be all right. Just come on and do Lucy if you're going to be, you know. But we got together in New York. It wasn't, you know, and we talked about what we should do. And we had a rehearsal on Tuesday night at the Record Plant. And we did Whatever Gets You Through the Night and Lucy. And then I said, listen, they're going to want more than two. You're going to have to do another one. So I suggested Imagine, first of all. And he said, well, yeah, you know, but it's a bit boring. I'd rather do something up-tempo. So I came up with I Saw Her Standing There, which is the first track on the first Beatles album. And it was great because he said he never sung it. Paul sang it. So all the three songs that we did on stage last night, he'd never performed on stage at all, because he never did Lucy in the Sky on stage, because at that point the Beatles had sort of given up touring. So, I mean, he came to us last week. He came to Boston with us and got petrified and sort of was more nervous than I was going on stage. Last night it was reverse. I was absolute jittering. I was terrible, and he was okay. And it was just one of those magical things. I mean, for me anyway, just to actually be playing on stage and then on walks John Lennon, you know, just completely blew my head off.
I'd like to thank Elton and the boys for having me on tonight. We tried to think of a number to finish off with so that I could get out of here and be sick. And we thought we'd do a number of an old estranged fiancé of mine called Paul. This is one I never sang. It's an old Beatle number, and we just about know it. Here we are.
She was just 17.